And gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania, where we're bracing for the big nor'easter or whatever, the big storm coming here, as we've been told. So, the I-95 corridor, for those people in the northeast part of the country, the I-95 corridor is going to be pretty rough traveling. It's our understanding, based on the latest weather reports. We've been watching this very closely. A lot of there's a potential for travel shutdowns throughout the I-95 corridor, really from D.C. to Boston to Philly New York to Boston, all throughout that East Coast as we see this storm forming. And it's going to really hit the East Coast really hard, Mid-Atlantic as well. Not that we're giving you a weather report here. It's just the fact that this does impact a lot of our society. And if you want to take a look at what could be happening nationwide, look at what's going to be taking place over the next 72 hours in the northeastern corridor. You see people rushing right now for supplies. You see them rushing for food. You see the last minute people out there. And I think we could take a lesson from this. The preparations that we need to have should be a little bit more than what we're seeing. So just kind of a heads up on that. It is news, and it's important news as well. Just want to remind everyone, we broadcast live every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on our Global Star Radio Network. And, of course, you can we simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, BTR, as well as YouTube Live. You can watch us right here. See? You're seeing us. Do us a favor, folks, please. Even if you're listening to us on YouTube or listening to us on Global Star or BTR, do us a favor and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That does raise our visibility and makes us a little bit bigger target than we would ordinarily be. They are, actually, we watched this weekend, real quick, we watched this weekend the wholesale removal of subscribers. It's unbelievable. You get up blocks of 10, blocks of 50 being removed as subscribers. And to find some of our videos, you actually have to click on that little bell, if you will. So it's interesting how everything is taking place with regard to censorship, and we've seen some of the videos taken off or demonetized completely. But just something for you to do. We ask that you do that. We got a great show lined up for you coming up right now. Alex Wilson, PreciousTimber.com, and he's got, you know, we looking at the layout, the political, the geopolitical layout of things. A lot of questions are being asked today about things that we could be doing, should be doing. Just one issue. I'm going to toss this out there. We'll get to this later. But just one thing. In fact, I got an email about this today. Hey, should I have a passport? Two different passports, one for the United States, one for another country. People are thinking about this. The wealthy are looking, among others, the wealthy are looking for potential, alternatives. You see people moving out of the United States. You see talk of civil unrest in the United States. Just all sorts of things that are bubbling underneath the surface. But Alex Wilson is going to come in. We may touch on those, but who is Alex Wilson? You've heard us talk about him. We've heard us talk about Precious Timber. And he's going to be telling us a little bit about his operation. And then we're going to be getting into some other meat and potatoes aspects of his operation. Joe, I'm going to let you bring him on. But Alex Wilson, PreciousTimber.com, make sure you bookmark his website. Joe.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and let's bring Mr. Wilson right on. Alex Wilson, it's great to have you back on the show.
Hey, good afternoon, and thanks for having me back on, guys. Pleasure.
You're looking good, folks. Folks on Global Star, you can tune into YouTube and check out Mr. Wilson. Great looking guy there. All right. Mr. Wilson, you're PreciousTimber.com, and folks, this is one of our premier sponsors of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're very proud to have him. He has done so much, not just for a neighborhood of children and workers, but a country. And how many can say that? Mr. Wilson, I don't want to overstate or understate anything you've done. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what you've done, and how you've affected, positively affected this an entire country.
Well, I appreciate that, Doug. First of all, I sponsor and I support the Hagman and Hagman Report purely and simply because I share much of the things that you guys obviously are passionate about, but the message that you get out that's not got out in too many channels. So that's the reason I'm a big supporter of both of you and what you're doing too. For me, as you could tell, I have this little twinge still of a British accent. In fact, I'm sitting here drinking a cup of tea at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't have my biscuits to dunk in there yet. That'll be later. But in 1999, sitting in Southern California where I am today in my second residence, I was having these thoughts about where America was going, and it was kind of like the story that I remember as a youngster in England in the 60s. I was a young boy at that time, so I really wasn't getting all of it, but I did see the devastating effect that it had on my parents and my relatives. And I'm talking about when a country gets too indebted. And so the pressures that America is going through now and has been going through for the last 30 years, ever since they took us off the gold standard and play around with this funny money from the Fed, the UK was going through that when I was a boy, when I was a 10-year-old. And in 1999, after I'd moved to the States 15 years prior and I built a good life for myself, I came across an article about Nicaragua. And you're talking about second passports and things like that. I have a British passport. I'm a green card holder. I was thinking about getting my American passport and looking at places around the world. And I happened to read this story about Nicaragua, and it was quite compelling because as a teenager, I was traveling with a backpack. I took off from England in the early 80s and did 9 years of traveling and saw 72 countries. So I really wasn't watching the news too much in those days. So I really didn't have any history on Nicaragua from an American's perspective. I remember the Contra Sandinista revolution, that when the Nicaraguans finally rose up and said, to heck with this, we've been shackled by a Washington-funded dictatorship from the mid-1800s all the way through the mid-1900s, and they wanted out from underneath that. I'm talking the average, everyday Nicaraguan. And so just like America got put away the Brits, the Nicaraguans stood up and had a bloody battle, and their revolution pursued. And in 1989, so this was 10 years prior to me reading about it, in 99, Nicaragua became a democracy, a constitutional democracy. And as a entrepreneur, it fascinated me. And one of the things that struck my attention was First American Title Insurance Company was going down there to open up an office because Nicaragua's president at the time said that all of the real estate across the country was available to any foreign individual, any foreign corporation, in the exact same manner that any Nicaraguan can hold it, fee simple property. Now, one of the things that's always been in the back of my mind since my uncle told me, he owned a couple of bars, if you want to make a little bit of money, buy it by the bottle and sell it by the shot, or buy it by the acre and sell it by the lot. So my business mind was kind of racing, and I decided to take a trip down there, and I took a friend of mine with me. And this is 1999, And my friend had surfed Central America in the late 80s in Costa Rica and Nicaragua in the early 90s. So it wasn't a new region for him, but it was a new region for me. And the first thing that impacted me right deep in the heart was how fortunate I was, because I lived and was born in the UK. I moved to the United States of America, and my passport allowed me to go everywhere, but the Nicaraguans that I met couldn't go anywhere. Their passports are not welcome in a lot of countries back then, maybe a little bit more so today, but they were an impoverished nation. And what really affected me was a meeting that Ken and I, my business partner now, he was my best friend and still is my best friend at the time, what really struck us was the warmth, sincerity, and the welcome that they gave us as Americans. One, I remember one gentleman putting his hand right out saying, "If you see Ronald Reagan, please tap him on the back for me. We love you Americans." Well, throughout the course of that first week, it was apparent that this was a nation that was going to change and change rapidly, become a powerhouse possibly, just like Singapore changed over a 30-year period. So I got attracted to that. Sometimes it's good to be in the right place at the right time. But of course, you have to say yes when most everybody else is saying no. For some reason, I have that gift where I see the good and I want to take a chance, because if you don't take a chance, you don't stand a chance. And so I took a chance and purchased a piece of property. And the day that I purchased that property, I met a group of young Nicaraguan boys in their late teens. And it was so amazing. It was really the impetus and the drive that I've had for the past 17 years to help the society. These boys didn't have a job. They hadn't been educated. But they were young 16 and 17-year-old boys that needed a chance. And so Ken and I started many, many things, of course, most of them to do with job creation. And here we are 17 years later with a very successful company and a very successful experience. And quite frankly, I've been blessed to be able to be part of it.
Mr. Wilson, you're talking about Nicaragua, and I think a lot of people, I guess if you can continue, you bought one property. There are a lot of people, as my dad said, asking about, you know, secondary locations, where to go if the United States finds itself into trouble, good investment opportunities. I mean, there's a whole number of reasons why people would look to Nicaragua. What would it, say you didn't go there before and you went there now, what would attract you now that's going on there now that you did not see before?
Well, the biggest thing I would say is the transition, the remarkable transformation, absolutely remarkable, really. Here was a country that was shackled, was uneducated. Obviously, the wealthy were on the other side of that. They were still, you know, they still had a lot of goals and a lot of inspiration, but they didn't have access. Well, now there's a lot of access because Nicaragua has come alive. Much like, as we mentioned, Costa Rica, where people were going in the early 80s, and then followed by Panama and Belize, I would say the number one nugget, if you will, for Nicaragua is still its mystique. Because if you're an old fart like me, and especially if you're an old fart American that remembers those bloody images on the TV, I didn't see them. You still think that Nicaragua's a place, yeah, you put your hand up, Doug. You still think that Nicaragua's a place that you shouldn't go to. But let me tell you, get online and take a look at what the IMF says or the World Bank says. Nicaragua is the safest of all Latin American countries on earth. I mean, for safety purposes, for business, for pleasure, for tourism, Nicaragua should be the choice. Not saying that Costa Rica or Mexico shouldn't, but if you want to go to a place and see real raw beauty where people love to see you and welcome you, so the upside investment opportunity to me, of course, I was talking to someone today about the state of affairs that America finds itself and how I align that with where Britain was. in the 60s, you know, we're in terrible bubble stage here. I mean, literally, if you take a look at every metric, I mean, the real estate market, the stock market, I mean, unfortunately, we have trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt hanging around our neck. There's going to be another disaster, no doubt about it. Anybody that's awake can see that. In fact, if you really understand it, from 1999 until now, we've had three of the biggest bubble markets since 1929. So I don't know about you, when there's bubble conditions, it's time to look at risk mitigation, loss avoidance. So Nicaragua's a place that's moving on an upward trajectory with 5.1% GDP growth every single year since 2008, where foreigners, including Americans, are going into the country because of low taxes, great incentives, you know, beautiful conditions, affordable conditions. They have a tremendous pensionado program for American and North American expats. Literally, for a song and a dance, if you can show the country that you have a $600 a month income, that you have a passport, that you have a clean police record, you can get the pensionado program as long as you're older than 46. It's kind of nice to be.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's a great place to take a look at.
You know, before meeting you, I would have never, ever, ever considered Nicaragua, just because of what I heard. Like you pointed out, you know, the images back during the 80s and all of the history. But today, and I think this is so important, because we've got an element of the population in my age bracket who are looking for alternatives. This is not to say we're a big thing has been and always will be. If you live up north, you have your snowbirds to Florida. You got a place down in Florida, right? I mean, that's, think about this. And I'm speaking to the people in my age bracket or older, perhaps, or even some younger. So, you know, you're thinking, okay, I'll buy a place in Florida. But imagine, and this is something that I didn't really give much thought to until speaking with Mr. Wilson, but being able to have the same opportunity, but even better, if you will, in Nicaragua. Now, obviously, there's some major differences. However, it's doable. Plus, Mr. Wilson mentioned about bubbles. And folks, I want to direct your attention to the fact that he's going to have, Mr. Wilson's going to, and hopefully he'll speak about this, he's going to have a webinar this coming Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, to talk about some of the bubbles that he mentioned. But I guess we've had so many people since we started talking about the headlines saying, well, you know, what's the alternative? What can I do? Where can I go? How can I save what I've worked all my life for? Where can you go in the U.S.? And if the U.S. dollar is going to be problematic, how, you know, mitigation, loss mitigation and avoidance. And this is what we're talking to Mr. Wilson about. So, just covered a lot of ground there. Kind of shotgunned that out, Mr. Wilson. Sorry about that. But,
well, you know, you've hit on something though, Doug. I mean, listen, I'm a proud American British, you know, I'm joint. I mean, I love my home country, the old country. We don't any longer call it Great Britain because she's not great anymore. But it's difficult to know where to start with America, because student debt recently passed $1.3 trillion. I mean, auto loan debt now is $1.1 trillion, both pale in comparison to the, I think it's $8.3 trillion mortgage debt and the $3 trillion consumer debt. So the red flags are everywhere. Companies have suffered the last few quarters. I mean, 50% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, it's tough to stay on track. And then, you know, you look at the auto delinquencies, higher now than in 2008. No matter how optimistic we might be with a new administration, the real facts are America is in serious financial trouble. And now add insult to injury. If you think about it, with the slight move up with interest rates, you're going to see inflation start to rise. And markets are funny things. They don't operate on a timetable or a particular schedule. They go up and they go down.
That's right.
I mean, that's what happens. So if you think about where they are now, then it might be a fair assumption to think that it's crazy high and we got to go down. I mean, nobody knows when, but it's a precarious position to be in. And if you're in your 50s, 40s, 60s, and you've just had two big haircuts in 2008 and 1999, do you want to take another big haircut? So while it's not a time to panic, I'm not saying it's a time to panic, but I am saying we should really consider whether this is a perfect time to focus on loss avoidance. Few people know what that means from a financial point of view. I'll teach that on the webinar on Thursday. And also risk mitigation. The wealthy know about this because in the 08 crash, when all boats sank, some assets didn't sink and actually went up. I'll give you an example. It's my primary business in Nicaragua, and that's very valuable, precious tropical hardwoods, the timber business. When in 08, we lost 37% of our value in the stock market, timber went up 9.4%. And if you go all the way back to 1929 during the Great Depression, when everything dropped 75%, timber more than doubled. So,
yeah.
There's places to go, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and this to me is fascinating because, once again, you can tune into any number of alternative media stations out there and hear the gloom and doom. It's there, and we're not denying that whatsoever. But at some point, we all have to say, wait a minute, how can we, as reasonable, mature adults, prepare for what's coming? We know, you can only ring that alarm bell so often. But even without respect to that, maybe even if you're of the mindset, well, hey, you know what? I don't really believe things are going to be as bad as you say they are. Well, then that's great for you. Then perhaps you might be interested in diversification or wealth, not just wealth preservation, but wealth, increasing your wealth. This is what we're looking at because, man, we're expecting, I just heard this yesterday. We're expected the United States is going to be, Treasury. What am I trying to say? They're going to raise the rates. The Fed is going to raise the rates at least three times this year is expected, I believe. In pretty fast succession, supposedly. So there's going to be some things that are going to be happening in the financial realm. But bringing it back to what you do, in Nicaragua, you've helped, you've built schools, you've your educational program, you've put things back into that country. You've made it a wonderful place to live.
Yeah, we kind of call it a triple bottom line approach, meaning the first order of business is people. Because without good relationships with people, in fact, my goodness, it'd be a lonely place if I only had myself to talk to. So people is our focus, and helping them up, and that's today's message, actually. Today's message, if you remember us talking in the prep, is to not talk about all the things that are wrong, because there's a lot of things that are wrong. We could go 5 hours on that. But let's talk about some of the things that we can do so that we can protect ourselves and help one another. In fact, we do a lot and continue to do a lot for people that don't have it as nice as we are. I mean, I know it's tough to live in America, too. I think the average wage now in America is $52,000 a year. But if you're making $52,000 a year and you live on this planet Earth, you're in the top 1%. Not everybody knows that. Now, it's tough on 52 grand in the USA, But Nicaraguans are still moving up the economic scale. But for those of us that are looking to make sure that this time around, this next bursting of the bubble, and who in the world knows what's going to trigger it, but they always burst, what am I going to do? I just finished a tremendous book that I want to share, because this is the key to loss avoidance. This is Bob Rice's book. Bob Rice is a partner at a very large investment advisory firm, but he says there's four primary jobs of a portfolio, if you will, guys. The first is building a strong base for risk reduction, and here's why that's number one. You know, when you lose 50%, you got to gain 100% to get it back even. And if it takes, like it took the last 17 years to do, 99 crash, 2008 crash, people look at where we are today, and we think, oh, the stock market's doing fantastic. The stock market isn't up that much from those two places. So that's a great book.
The name of the book is The Alternative Answer.
The Alternative Answer.
The Alternative Answer. Okay. Go ahead.
Folks, we're talking with Alex Wilson of Precious Timber. We are up against our break. When we come back, we're going to have Alex until the end of the hour, and we're going to continue to talk about Precious Timber, about the opportunities in Nicaragua, and much more. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to this edition of the Hagman Report.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
We'll be right back.
so much going on in the world today, folks. Just take a look at the headlines. You'll see the talk about the repeal and replacing of Obamacare. You'll see about the wiretapping scandal. All of this going on. We talk about this all of the time. And indeed, there's a time and the place for that. But right now, we're focused on solutions, focused on things that, I believe that we need to focus upon. Alex Wilson is our guest. His website is PreciousTimber.com. You stay tuned to this segment, because what's coming up next is absolutely critical. And let me tell you, everyone, whether you're listening on Global Star VTR or watching live on YouTube, hopefully if you watch live on YouTube, he's going to have some visuals. But let me tell you something, and you can ask any one of our sponsors. We don't have anyone on, or we don't, well, we just don't do this for the money. In other words, the people that we partner with are people who we believe in. You could just, in fact, ask Alan Riggs from Green Innovative. You know, he's got a wonderful battery, GMAG battery charger. By the way, and I just got to mention this, folks, Alan Riggs, greeninnovative.com, 14% off until Wednesday. Folks, you got to order everything he's got, seriously, before Wednesday. Because I did duct tape him down to a chair, and I said, look, Alan, we've got to come up with a deal. And, I'm not going to untie you until you come up with a deal. So take advantage of it. You can only you can benefit from this, the Hagman listener. 14% off the entire array of merchandise, including but not limited to the GMAG power cell. That's greeninnovative.com, greeninnovative.com. Go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link, or go directly to Greeninnovative, but make sure you tell them you put in Hagman in the coupon code for your 14% off. Okay, having said that, let's get back to Mr. Wilson. He was talking about the book, The Alternative Answer, and written by Bob Rice. And we got to number one, and go ahead, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, it's a tremendous book. In fact, it's the subtitle that really caught my attention. The non-traditional investments that have driven the world's best performing portfolios. And it's a remarkable read. So number one was building a strong base for risk reduction. And we understand, those of us that are trying to build capital appreciation and long-term legacy wealth, because there's a difference. I mean, the difference is I'm saving for my retirement, or I'm trying to build long-term wealth. And unfortunately, this is just my opinion. I'm not a financial planner or a financial advisor, so I'm not trying to give advice here. But my personal opinion is the way that the investment community has most people invest, this 60-40 portfolio model, is completely flawed. And that's another story for another time. But you can see from the cycles, it doesn't promote long-term preservation of wealth and risk reduction, not in the slightest. So number two on the list is, strangely enough, long-term growth enhancement, meaning you purchase and you hold in your assets things that are going to, over a period of time, exponentially increase in value. And you cannot do that if you're a speculator, if you're buying something at one price. In fact, it was Warren Buffett that said it the best. If you're investing by buying something at one price and hoping to sell it to someone else at a higher price, lousy way to invest. So on the inside cover of the book, the very first strategy that they talk about is timber. In fact, I have written a report that all of your audience can get for free for me. How the super wealthy got rich, how they stay rich, and how you can too. It's basically timber, and here's the reason why. Timber grows biologically, doesn't care about timing, doesn't give a hoot about who's in the White House or how the economy's doing. Mother Nature, God's green earth, grows a sapling into a log many, many thousands of times greater than what it was when it was a sapling. And if you grow money biologically, I can tell you from experience, it produces much more profits than Wall Street. If you want that, here's what I'd like you to do. For the free report, go to Precious Timber Profits. www.preciousTimberProfits.com.
Mr. Wilson, can you pull that, hold that up a little bit? Yeah, there you go. And a little bit to your left, I guess, the other way. There you go. I guess, there you go. Okay, perfect. Okay, PreciousTimber.com, free reports. And folks, there's a phone number, 855-888-6288, 855-888-6288. And that report is fantastic, by the way. So thank you for that. That's free for the asking.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's an amazing space. As I mentioned, purely and simply because when markets do crash, and they do, as we know, you're forced to stay in because it's a little less liquid. It's called the illiquidity premium. The illiquidity premium is the extra added return on investment that you receive by holding less than liquid assets. You can't help your emotions. You do the same thing as I do. When it's going crazy, when we're making money and the market's high, we have great confidence. When everything crashes, we want to get out. And we over-exaggerate on both ends. We make mistakes up here. We make mistakes down there. Not in timber. If the market crashes, the tree grows, and you don't harvest until you want to. Meaning you take your profits when they're the highest.
Makes sense to me. I don't see, and you make a very good point about the emotions that are combined in that decision-making process. That's when we make the most mistakes. And both the up and as well as the, you know, the high as well as the low, we make mistakes. Okay, fantastic. And timber, looking at this, this is, as you mentioned, a triple bottom line investment. This is one of the best, to me, one of the better investments for long-term growth. And I would give this to my, this could be for my, the next generation of my family and grandchildren. Fantastic.
Well, it is. That's what the wealthy do. That's what the billionaires and the multimillionaires do. In the U.S., by the way, the two largest timber owners happen to be two of the largest media moguls. They didn't make their money in timber. Ted Turner from Turner Broadcasting, John Malone from Comcast, multi-billionaires. Between them, they own 6 million acres of timber. But most of the timber in the U.S. is privately held. It's not government held. Privately held by families that pass it on. And so, yes, this asset class, this vehicle inside of your portfolio that's making mid-teens returns year after year after year after year after year stays in the family, and produces legacy wealth. So it's a tremendous space, and it's misunderstood because it's not something that can be traded easily by stockbrokers or whomever. It's just not that well known, unfortunately. Right. It's just not well known.
Somebody just sent me an email here asking this question. With respect to the report that you'll send them, the phone number is 888-855-6288, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the report, can you send that by email or would that be hard copy?
I can send it by either email or by hard copy, either way.
Okay. And all I have to do is go to PreciousTimber.com or call that number, 888-855-6288. Karen, this is for you, who just asked. I'll send you the email or the number by email. But PreciousTimber.com and then just send you an email that way, correct?
Correct. PreciousTimber.com. Or if you want the report, go to PreciousTimberProfits. Profits. That way you can just get it automatically. It comes automatic.
Got it. Okay, Precious Timber Profits, folks. MyMistake.com. PreciousTimberProfits.com for that report. There you go, Karen. Okay. Good luck with that, too. It's a good report. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and it brings me to another great tree. Because when you're growing money biologically, there's lots of things that grow biologically. In fact, I'm going to jump up and I'm going to get a couple of things from the back of my office to show you. You're going to love some of the other stuff we grow.
Oh, this is going to be cool. Okay, so if you're watching or if you're not watching on YouTube, you can certainly know.
How many people have a nice cup of coffee every day? That coffee, Doug, coffee is the second most globally traded commodity after crude oil.
Okay.
We're in the coffee business. And the one that's most fascinating to me right now, growing by leaps and bounds.
Oh.
It's crazy what's happening in the coconut world. This all started with me several years ago, and we're the largest coconut grower in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Central America. We've planted thousands of acres of coconuts for the last 4 or 5 years. But my daughter, about 5 years ago, came home, asked me if I would be okay if she put coconut oil on her skin. I said, only if you want to smell like coconuts. She said, no, it's going to help with my acne. And so, I just go ahead, do what you want to do. You're not going to listen to me in any of it. And so it worked. And then all of a sudden, it was coconut crazy in my house. I got to get up again because this is funny. So then it was coconut milk. Sorry, coconut milk for the cereal. And then it was coconut oil to cook my egg and bacon breakfast in. I still have an English egg and bacon breakfast. Then it was coconut oil for moisturizing and hair shampoo. The whole house went coconut. So I started to have a lot of property. I started looking at the coconut world. And what fascinated me, and what I'm most excited to share, actually, is the fact that the coconut tree, while I look at it as a beautiful palm tree, it's actually a perpetual income producer. The coconut tree produces coconuts for 60 to 70 years.
Wow.
It's insane. Whether the market's doing tremendous or whether the market's down, whether there's a boom or whether there's a bust, that coconut tree does what Mother Nature has made it to do, make coconuts. And so for me, I wrote a report. That's another report I should make available to your audience. It's called the Agri-Annuity. Instead of buying an insurance annuity, I don't know what's going to happen with the ups and downs of the markets, but I know every year the coconut tree is going to produce me coconuts. And so to me, it's an annuity. I get paid every single year. So check out coconuts.
Okay.
In fact, you can go to profitsincoconuts.com, profitsincoconuts.com, or use the same toll-free number, 855-888-6288.
Okay, 855. I had that. I actually transposed that before. It's 855-888-6288. Okay, perfect.
Profits. Cheers. Cheers with a coffee.
Yeah, amen. I'll tell you. And you know, this... The coffee harvesting has got a bad reputation. Of course, I remember some of the shows back in the 90s were, the slave labor kind of in the coffee harvesting, or what would you call that? Coffee?
Coffee harvesting, yeah. Okay. It used to be really bad. It used to be like the tea business where, but more and more and more all around the world, fair trade. With regards to staff and conditions, fair trade is really has been embraced by at least those that are growing not just for profit. I mean, listen, we mentioned it at the outset. People, it's all about people, and there's a lot of companies, whether they're in their agricultural world or whether they're in anything, that care about their staff and care about the world. So people, the planet. Without the planet, people can't even live on the planet. And then profit. Put profit last. Because it's amazing how much profit you'll make if you care about people and care about the planet.
It's true. And for the Christians listening, this is what it's all about as well. And Alex Wilson and his company has done a lot for the country of Nicaragua. He's school against schools, libraries. I mean, it's just tremendous. So, you know, boy, there's so many questions I've got. I guess.
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this goes back to Nicaragua, and then we can come back to the coconuts and coffee and investment opportunities. You mentioned that the government of Nicaragua opened up the properties for all people of the world with the means to do so that could come in and buy property.
Yep.
How much have people taken advantage of that, or is there still just so much available there?
Well, there's still a lot available, because remember, Nicaragua is the largest of all Central American countries. So Nicaragua is about the size of the state of New York, so lots of space. Everything that Costa Rica has, and I love Costa Rica, Nicaragua has three times more. So there's tremendous areas that are still very remote. In fact, the vast majority of the country is still very remote. It's a tremendous time now. Of course, when I was there, it was kind of pioneer days, and so you have to be a little either crazy or you have to have a little foresight, because being a pioneer, you can also get an arrow in your back. But Nicaragua, I've had no problems. I've bought and sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of property. I own acres and acres and acres. I've been able to bring a lot of North Americans, Europeans, Asians, and others that have read about Nicaragua and got become curious. And that's the message today. And that's just have an open mind. I mean, it's not the Nicaragua of the 70s. This is today's Nicaragua, with a booming economy, a safe, safe, safe place to go, an affordable place. So the land values are still very low in comparison to their neighbors, Costa Rica, one-third the price in Nicaragua, in comparison to Belize, which is way overpriced in my opinion, but I love Belize. It's at least, you know, maybe four times higher there. In comparison to the U.S., and let me just use some numbers. Let's say you're retiring and you're living in the snow-capped mountains of Montana and you want to go to Florida. Maybe you buy a condominium for $200,000 in Florida and pay $4,000 a year for property taxes. Well, you can get the same condominium in Nicaragua for maybe $120,000 and pay $120 a year in property taxes. So the cost of living is amazing. If you go to internationalliving.com, if you'll have your audience go to internationalliving.com and type in Nicaragua visa and residency information, you'll see they have a tremendous program to promote interest in Nicaragua by foreign expats, for retirees, and for business people. If you're a young businessman and you're listening to this show, jump on a plane. Go look at the opportunities there. Unbelievable.
Wow. Okay. And that's something that, just the ability to get what I would look at is kind of on the ground floor of the opportunities right now. Now would be the time. I wouldn't wait.
And you think with, you know, what the opportunities that Alex is presenting, how many more have yet to be discovered or taken advantage of? Tourism, for example. If you think about, you know, Belize, I've heard a lot about that country. I've never even looked it up online, but I've heard a lot about it on different radio shows and advertising, on Fox Business. And, you know, you hear people are saying, you know, get to Belize, buy land in Belize.
Yeah.
But it's not something I ever, you know, paid attention to, really. Nicaragua, there's some history there, and, you know, I do know where that is. Not that that's important, but when you think of getting in on the ground floor, when you think of the ability to live a life, specifically retirement, you just mentioned retirement, the financial opportunities, you know, when you're looking at, you want to get out of the weather, you want to get out of where you, you know, made your living, and you want to go to retire somewhere. And to do it for that much cheaper in such a nice location, it's definitely worth looking at. And you said internationalliving.com is where people can go to check out some different numbers and statistics on what's going on down there, correct?
Absolutely, that's a good. And they have, in fact, this year they just do, they do every year the top 10 places to retire on the planet. Nicaragua came in eighth this year, been higher in other years.
Wow.
But you're absolutely right. People are, especially in the developed world, Canada, England, Europe, America, a lot of people just can't even afford to retire in their home country anymore. So they are looking for places. In fact, Costa Rica, I think, has 75,000 U.S. citizens that live there permanently and take their social security check in Costa Rica. Yep. The U.S. sends it to them. So it's, and more and more people are doing this, and it's not just the average person. In fact, we won't get into this subject, I hope, too much, but the tax burden that's on all of us, hopefully that will be reduced here. A lot of high net worth people are looking for places to completely escape to. I'm not saying that you should give your passport up and become an expat. America's still going to be here, folks. The UK is still there. After the next crash, you're still going to be okay. The only big difference that the UK really had was that we became a welfare society. Most of the citizens in the UK today have some kind of, you know, governmental support. So that means your taxes have to stay high to cover all that. I'm not saying that's going to happen in America. I don't have a crystal ball. But what I am saying is loss avoidance, risk mitigation.
Yep. And speaking of, I don't know if you want to get into this, Mr. Wilson. You only covered the first point of the book out of the 4 points of risk mitigation. And if we don't have time, we don't have to go back into it.
Yeah, let's do that because that's important. It's important to hit those points. So number one was the building a strong base for risk reduction. Number two is long-term growth enhancement. Number three is inflation-protected income. What I mean by that, making sure that you have income coming in all the time that stays online with inflation, because let's face it, things go up all the time. When I came to the U.S. in 1986, I was able to buy my first condominium in Newport Beach, California, for $82,000. It takes pretty much that for the down payment today. And then number four, the fourth point is protecting your purchasing power. We all know how much a dollar was 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. We must build in our portfolio some protection for our purchasing power. So those are the four main things. The book is a tremendous read. I recommend anyone that has a financial nest egg, take a good look at that book and maybe tweak your portfolio a little bit.
And even if you don't have a financial nest egg, you're not going to get one unless you know what you're doing. So there you go. We've only got I can't believe how quickly this has gone. We've only got about 3 minutes left of our time together. The floor is yours, and I do want people to call you at 855-888-6288. Folks, give him a call. Give Alex Wilson a call. Again, 855-888-6288 about anything that we've talked about, but take the floor. The last couple of minutes are yours, sir.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and as I said, I love supporting you guys and what you do and what your show's about. I absolutely big on making sure that we're an educating company and not a sales company. We work with accredited investors, meaning people that have a sizable net worth, and we put them into timber, and we put them into coffee, and we put them into coconut real estate plays. We have a triple blended fund that we've just released in the U.S. People are looking for safe alternatives. And so if that's you, obviously get online. Call me direct. Call me on the 855 number, 855-888-6288. Go to precioustimber.com. See our videos. Come on one of our tours. We have what's called a discovery tour. It's not a sales tour. It's a discovery tour. I went down to discover Nicaragua. It wrapped its arms around me, and it hasn't let go. I promise you, if you come, something will impact you, and you'll want to help out with some of the things that we do, like Doug has said, like our school chair program, for example. I learned that 50% or less of the kids didn't even have a chair to sit on at school. How would you like to be a youngster trying to get educated and you're sitting on the floor? We made a big change there. We've made hundreds, if not thousands, of chairs and given them to schools. You can do that too. We're not saying that we're anyone special. I think anyone that sees those kinds of things is going to make an impact. And then finally, if you're looking for a affordable, peaceful, friendly, warm, low cost of living part of the world, let me tell you, Nicaragua is not that far away. It's only 2 hours from Miami. It's 3 hours from Houston. It's 5 hours from Los Angeles. It's close enough for those relatives that wish you hadn't have gone to this tropical location to live, for them to either jump on a plane and come see you, or for you to jump on the plane and go back home. So give Nicaragua a second look, and you'll be very surprised. She is a upcoming, she's a powerhouse of a potential marketplace, and especially if you're an entrepreneur. I can tell you, if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to find it's covered wagon time. It's like when they came from the east to the west. Take Nicaragua on. Call me. I'll be happy to help you.
Fantastic. I think Donald Trump just made him the ambassador to Nicaragua. Alex Wilson from PreciousTimber.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com for that report. Get that report.
855-888-6288. Mr. Wilson, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that our listeners take advantage of the free reports that you've made available to them, and we will keep in touch. Thanks for coming
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You have a great evening.
What a great guy. I mean, seriously, what a great...
That was a fun hour.
Yeah.
When we come back, Pastor Paul Bagley, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. But what Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available, anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks and Pro Flowers and Casper Mattress, some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. timberprofits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288. PreciousTimberProfits.com. PreciousTimberProfits.com.